Good afternoon. We would like to welcome everyone this afternoon to the Mesa City Council. We are going to begin with a meeting of the Local Redevelopment Authority. And we have two items on the agenda. However, the first item we're going to skip. So the only item on the agenda, here's a presentation, discuss and provide direction on the process regarding the disposition of the former Air Force Research Lab located in the Gateway Airport area. And the purpose of this redevelopment authority is this is the legal entity that will undertake the process to define uses for the Air Force Research Lab. So we'll turn over to Mr. Bill Jabjiniak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. Good afternoon. Let me do a quick introduction. Patrick Murphy of the Economic Development Staff is the project manager assigned to this project here today and ensuring the process of the Office of Economic Adjustment is adhered to. On my left is Brian Campbell. Brian is a member of the Economic Development Board and heading up the LRA subcommittee for the advisory board. Also with us today is Jeff Crockett, who's a member of the advisory board as well. We're simply here to start this process, give you an update of where we're at. There are three basic goals that we're trying to accomplish with this today. Go ahead, Patrick. Before you get there, there's a, I think you've seen these slides before, location of the Air Force Research Lab, the 10 buildings on 6.5 acres located next to ASU across from the airport at Gateway. So we have a couple of goals and objectives before I turn over to Brian here. And number one, first and foremost, retain that workforce that exists today. There are over approximately 200 employees. A substantial amount of them are very high value and high wage. The second thing is to assist in the transition from military use to civilian use as we go forward. And then third is maximize the use of the property itself. How do we do that? It's simply in supporting of staff in the development of submission of a redevelopment plan. We actually have Patrick get into some details very quickly, but part of that is also a homeless submission effort as well. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Campbell here and let Brian cover a few of the where we're at with the overview.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, very quickly, the overview of the BRAC process. The Department of Defense declared the Air Force Research Lab to be surplus property back in January of this past year. The Base Realignment and Closure Act, or BRAC, procedures require that planning for future reuse and development of those properties be conducted by a local redevelopment authority. The City of Mesa was designated by the Air Force as that local redevelopment authority on May 19th. As part of that reuse process, Patrick, why don't you come back a little bit? Notice of advertisement of notices of interest went out on June 12th. What that is the solicitation to members of the public to express what they want to do with the AFRL process that will go out in as part of that outline. They have to present a proposed use for the facility, the time frame for occupation, and the benefit to the community, including number of jobs, types of jobs, et cetera. Those NOIs are due in 120 days or October 12th. Patrick, why don't you skip forward a little bit. To assist the city as part of that process, there's going to be a request for a consultant was sent out on June 28th. A grant that is going to be paying for that consultant is being solicited from the Office of Economic Adjustment with the Air Force. The responses to that RFP are due at the end of July. This redevelopment plan will set forth the community's visions, goals, and objectives for redevelopment of AFRL and help us make that recommendation to the Air Force, because the Air Force is the one that makes those actual disposal decisions. But this will serve as a primary instrument to ensure the land use capability with the surrounding community as part of that process. Patrick, I'm now going to turn it over to you so you can discuss what we have kind of going forward as we go through this process.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. As Bill mentioned, we do have a LRA subcommittee from the Economic Development Advisory Board. We're going to meet with them next week to kind of go over the same thing we're going over with you today. The grant application that Brian mentioned should be submitted next week. And on July 13th, we're going to have a workshop tour of the Air Force Research Lab. And what that's for is basically people that are interested in submitting a notice of interest for the property, we're going to explain the process to them, give them a tour of the facility, and also hand them out an application packet that outlines what they will need to submit for us to have a good review of their proposal, as well as to inform them of if they're planning on doing a public conveyance. One of the things they will have to do is work with one of the federal agencies, like the Department of Education or a number of other agencies that have their own set of criteria that they need to meet with them, make sure that they will sponsor their proposal, and then they'll submit the NOI to us in October. As part of that process, we'll be developing the redevelopment plan that Brian mentioned. The NOIs that come in will be incorporated into that, and we'll have a preferred alternative that will be voted on by the local redevelopment authority. As well, we'll take that recommendation to the Air Force after that. Bill mentioned that we'll also have to submit a homeless submission report, which basically outlines our outreach efforts for the homeless providers within Maricopa County. And then the final step will be to work with the Air Force on the disposition of the property. Our timeline is we're planning on starting the redevelopment plan and the homeless report in August. As Brian mentioned, the responses to our request for proposals are due at the end of July, so we're anticipating being able to execute a contract with that consultant sometime in August. We've already started the homeless submission report requirements by contacting all the homeless providers, again, within Maricopa County. We've done that by letter, email, and I've called all of them as well. The recommendation on the redevelopment plan, we're proposing that you vote on that in February. And then there's a review period that HUD and the Air Force have, so we're anticipating comments back and should have a final document sometime in May. That's a worst-case scenario timeline that we're working on. We're going to try to expedite that if we can, but as you know, the Air Force Research Lab is going to start relocating it in June with a September deadline date. The ultimate goal is to have the disposition start in the summer of 2011. With that, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer those.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Looks like it's an exciting process, but it's an involved process. It's long. But at the end of the day, I think it'll be worth it.
I think so too, Mayor. I think the important thing is we protect the process, make sure we follow through, and reach out to everyone who's expressed an interest in the property as well.
That's a good problem to have. I'd be worried if we didn't have anybody interested in the property, but we have a lot of people interested. And once again, I appreciate the fact that you said that our primary goal is to first of all to retain the high quality jobs that are already there and good quality people. And qualified people, highly qualified people who already work there. And if we can get some activity that can retain that and help them to stay here in the community, that'd be awesome. Right. So I'm anxious to see how that plays out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. There being no further business, Local Redevelopment Authority is hereby adjourned. Call to order the study session for the Mesa City Council for Thursday, July. Boy, forgot. We're out of June now. July 1st, 2010. First item on the agenda is to review the agendas for the regular council meetings. We're going to review the agendas for both tonight's council meeting and next Thursday's council meeting. So July 1st council meeting and the July 8th council meeting. So we'll begin on the July 1st council, page 2.
Sorry. I'm behind.
Mr. Brady.
Remind me which number it is. Number 3D, sorry.
Okay, we're on page 2.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
July 1st.
There was too many conversations going on. The item 3D on the towing contract, The city has received a protest. What we will be doing, we received that yesterday.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is we need to review the concerns of that protest. But, and I know this is a concern because we might not have all the council members here. We do have the option we could just move forward, or the other option is that we would just move this to next week.
Actually, so, Mr. Mayor, council
go ahead.
We have informed the towing community that we have postponed this till
at least. Okay, you've already, okay. So with that protest, we would.
When do the, did the current agreements run out?
The end of August.
Oh, the end of August.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to get this done
right
now.
So worst case scenario, if the protests continued on and whatever, I know we don't want to go there.
No, no.
I'm just trying to figure out the worst
situation. We try to build in.
We'll be back before the termination of the. For the expiration, not termination, but expiration of the agreements.
And if need be, Mr. Mayor, we can extend it on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. I just want to make sure we don't have any very specific time.
Yeah.
Pressures that would put us inadvertently into a non.
I think some of the questions were raised, we'll be able to answer. We just need the time to do that in
okay.
the next couple of days.
So if not next week, then when we get back off
it would
off
be
a break, but hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So item 3D is removed from the agenda. Correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, we say.
Well, continue till July 8th.
Or we'll just repost it, and it'll be continued.
Yeah, there's no legal requirements. We can remove it from the agenda and put it back on if we're ready, or wait until August.
Right.
If
so
we're not
before
ready.
Next week, we'll probably have a revised agenda that will include this item on it.
That would be our
okay.
plan.
But it will not be on tonight's agenda.
Correct.
Is that how legal is that?
That's great, Mayor.
Good. Thank you. Page three. Anything else on page two? Page three.
Mayor.
Councilman Richens.
I noticed the Main Street Utility and Street Improvements, Gilbert of Alvista. Now that's a section that light rail is, we hope to get to Gilbert Road someday, and maybe a consideration of where it goes from there, south or east or wherever. And just want to make sure that we had some consideration as we plan that project, if we wanted to consider any infrastructure setting in that process. Going to the east.
Good evening. Yes, the Main Street project is actually going to be a 4-mile project that will extend from Mesa Drive all the way to Val Vista. This is the first phase of the project from Gilbert to Val Vista. From Mesa Drive to Gilbert, we learned in kind of the first phase of the light rails that came into the city that it's good to split the water and the gas mains, so you have two water lines, two 12-inch water lines, one on each side of the street, and two 2-inch lines, one on each side of the street, so that you don't cross under the tracks with service connections. So from Mesa Drive to Gilbert, we programmed in the project you'll be seeing later this year and under construction next year, to just go ahead, and we need to replace the water lines. They're old in that reach. So we're going to separate those and put a water line on each side of the street, north and south, and a gas line on each side of the street. When we get to Gilbert for this phase, what we're doing is we're going to put just one line in on the south side of the street for now. And I think that's as of this point in time, they're still considering the plan on how to extend the light rail. What that would allow us to do is come back in later and put a second line in on the north side of the street should light rail extend past Gilbert to Val Vista.
But we wouldn't have to move the existing line to be
right.
placed in
place. So we're not precluding
right.
either going further east or going south.
We're just
at
not
that
doing
point.
The capital expenditure so, yeah. today to do both.
And you're replacing the line because it got old, huh?
It's old.
Is that what we do in this city? When things get old, we just replace them, huh?
Yeah, especially these okay. pipelines.
Well, the good news, the good news for Jack is not replaceable.
Jack. Okay. Councilman Richens.
Well, I just
answer your
wanted
question?
To, yeah, I did.
That's
I
good
just
to
want
know.
To compliment staff and how they're really using a lot of foresight as we plan these infrastructure projects to be prepared for a lot of different constituencies that could be on the table. So thank you very much for being so insightful.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else on page three? Page four. And page five. On page four, Mr. Brady, you want to, let's just go over 5C. Tell us exactly what the general election date, ballot measures we have right now. I know we went over that before. Debbie, you want to do that?
Debbie or Linda?
Or Linda Crocker?
Mayor?
Oh, there we are. You sit there all the time, don't you?
I blend in.
You're only there every week. What are we talking about? Getting old, huh?
We have a November 2nd general election coming up, Mayor.
Okay, and the items, all the items that will be on that will be what items?
We have the proposition and seven questions. So it'll be our home rule, our gas franchise, our bond questions.
Which are utility bonds, not correct. General obligation, correct. Secondary property tax,
that's
but our
correct.
Revenue bonds.
Right. Absolutely. And we will have our 613 charter item. And there's so many this year. I think it's a record. Debbie, am I missing one?
Bed tax.
I'd forgotten about the franchise tax.
So, yeah, and it's Mayor, we keep going over this, but it's important, I think, for the council, again, to recognize. Let's say, let's just go through it one more time. And we'll do it in Chuck's order of priority. His is the home rule charter. We had a little debate about which is, you know, kind of the listing. But as they will see that the home rule charter election, essentially the expenditure limitation, will be called for the election. We'll be calling the election. You also see on item 5B the item related to the bed tax, increase it from its current rate of 3% to the 5%. And you can see that we've defined the uses for the bed tax would be both for the construction and maintenance of city-owned stadium facilities, spring training facilities, as well as the promotion of tourism. The other item as it relates to the city's commitment moving forward with the construction of new spring training facilities is the what we refer to as a 613 election under the city's charter section 613 requires an election of the voters if we are to expend more than $1.5 million related to entertainment or sports facilities, and that will be on that is being called for to go on the ballot. We mentioned the Southwest Gas franchise. That franchise needs approval. Is it every 25, 30 years, I think, that it has 25 years has to be renewed or reaffirmed by the electorate. That is on the ballot also. And then beyond, after that, then we have all the measures related to the enterprise utility bonds elections. These will be bonds that will be paid for by the users of those utilities, whether it's gas, electric, water, or wastewater, are all included in that item. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's it, but the clerk wants to talk about a change in the state law.
Mayor, I just wanted to take this opportunity to let everyone know that there has been a change. Pro and con argument deadline this year is going to be August 4th, and for the first time this year, every argument that's submitted must be notarized. So we're trying to bring everyone's attention to that fact. We're putting it on our website, on all instructional information that's going out as well. So if you're going to submit an argument, either for or against any of the ballot issues, make sure that your argument is notarized and contact our office if you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. 5G. Just to explain that.
Yeah, we'll be very clear on this. This item that is coming before council, I think the thing that's the most important is the negotiations represent that the city will be selling land to TransCanada at $18,000 per acre. Now, we are expecting, and the plan is to sell approximately 118 acres. At that $18,000 an acre. What we are doing is to recall that this is a larger parcel that's closer to 126, and we will need to do the survey and make sure we define specifically the areas that will be excluded from the purchase. There's a farmhouse with equipment and other facilities that we're carving out of the 126 acres. So it'll be plus or minus, it'll be maybe some fraction of the plus or minus 118, but the amount per acre has been agreed upon at $18,000 per acre.
And this parcel is a parcel that's adjacent to other property that TransCanada purchased.
We sold to TransCanada 2 years ago, year and a half ago.
This is not scheduled to close for...
It is part of their, they're putting under contract as part of their response to a request for proposal by Salt River a project for a, I think it's a alternative power facility, probably related to solar.
Okay. All right.
So this is our, this is our green initiative partnership with TransCanada. I remember that part.
Okay. But this is not something that's going to close in the next week.
Yeah, we won't be. Weeks. It will, I believe, anticipate October closing for this. Or October decision by our, SRP as whether or not TransCanada will get the contract. The closing we expect would be somewhere closer to the end of that 2011.
And the disposition of these funds?
Once theirs.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry.
Well, this was not included as revenue for operating.
No, we have not included this. This is not included in the revenue source for the current budget.
We're not dependent upon this to cover any operating expenses, general fund tax expenses. And that's basically our approach now for the Pinal County properties is they are not earmarked or they're not required to cover operating needs or projected operating
needs.
That's correct. Okay, just want to make sure of that. All righty. Let's go on to the July 8th agenda. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Notice that 5K, adopting the Desert Uplands design, I think there was some confusion before as to whether the council had actually acted on those Desert Uplands, and we got the presentation, but the formal action will be taken in the July 8th meeting. Correct, Mr. Wesley? Okay. Page 6. And page 7. Okay. Acknowledge receipts of minutes of boards and committees. I have a motion from Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Mayor, before we go on, Councilman Richens, I think you ought to at least speak a little bit to item 4A, the graffiti. Do you want to say anything about the graffiti program? This is a program that's been a priority for you, and just kind of, this is important because it's we're contracting out now graffiti services.
Right.
That was put back on page 2.
I know. I was.
Hey, we've gone past page 7, and you're back on page 2.
We didn't get
2.
Our hand signals down. I was
city manager's privilege, he's calling
okay.
this.
All righty. We'll let it slide this.
No, I appreciate you pointing this one out. I was actually going to wait until next week.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm sorry.
It's good. The Transportation Department has been handling graffiti abatement with Paint from Our Reuse program for a long time, and it's been great to have that service done for us. And as we've been working on things within the city, we decided it's time to kick it up a notch on our graffiti abatement. So we searched around for companies that could match the paint or chemically remove that graffiti so it doesn't leave those nice unsightly boxes that sometimes we're forced to do. So it's been a project that a lot of city staff has rolled up their sleeves on and worked on. I really appreciate all the hard work that everyone's done to get us at least to this point and to find a contractor who can match paint. And so hopefully we'll be able to really step up our graffiti abatement quite a bit in the city, and we'll see where it goes from there. But thanks for all the hard work.
We just appreciate the council really coming up with contact and pushing us with this idea. I think it's
great.
Hopefully it'll work out really well.
And it seems fairly affordable. So.
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Hear reports of meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Earlier this week, I attended the National League of Cities Information Technology and Communications Steering Committee meetings in Washington, D.C., and our focus at those meetings were really two issues that the National League of Cities is concerned about. One is with the public safety communications issue. Mr. Jones' committee is working on that as well. The FCC is making some proposals about the 700 megahertz D block of bandwidth that are really important to public safety. And so that's going to be a key focus for National League of Cities. The second area is dealing with rights of way. And the FCC is going to be proposing a national task force on this issue because their efforts from the FCC and the industry to reduce revenues to communities for use of their rights of way. And the National League of Cities will have several positions, hopefully, on that task force to be named this month. And the final area was dealing with what are called the PEG channels, the public, educational, and governmental channels. There's some legislation pending by Representative Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin that is working to help secure protection for those channels for our various governmental entities. And so we had...
That would be our Channel 11.
Our Channel 11, Mesa Schools Channel
99.
And so that is, there are some changes that could be occurring that could adversely affect those channels, and so NLC wants to work to help protect them for our communities. But it was a positive meetings with our congressional folks. Congressman Mitchell's office was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. Yeah. Vice Mayor.
Yes, several of us were at the Maricopa Association of Governments Desert Peaks Awards last night in Phoenix, which is to promote regional cooperation, and we were the recipients as members of Metro Rail for regional cooperation. So we have another one of these Desert Peaks to display, representing accomplishments of cooperation within the valley and the region.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind the council, we have we'll be the hub of great activity and celebration beginning tomorrow, July 2nd from 6 to 10 in downtown Mesa, the Celebration of Freedom. And then this is the Southwest Ambulance Celebration of Freedom. And on Saturday, again from 6 to 10.
Presented by?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And on Saturday. Okay, Mike, you can stand up for some too. No. And then on Saturday, July 3rd, again, the Celebration of Freedom, but we'll have the fireworks display, literally blowing
It can't be defined as a fireworks display.
Blowing the top off of City Hall. I like that.
It is a veritable extravaganza.
Pyrotechnic display sponsored by none other than the Chicago Cubs. So we appreciate it. And Mike Lufrano here from the Cubs is here, and Mike was very much responsible for helping us in that sponsorship. We appreciate the Cubs and bringing fireworks to downtown Mesa. So that will be happening. I believe those are scheduled to go off sometime 9:30 or so. So we, but there's going to be a lot of great activities and bands. Not only, and I would say this, I think there's a lot of families and concerns about, it's a little warm outside this time of the year, but there's a lot of activities over at the Mesa Arts Center, some great activities, or not activities,
inside,
concerts,
and also,
inside the center and outside.
And also at the Heritage
and at the Heritage School across the street. So there, and then there's wet zones and things like that for the kids, but there's enough for everyone, even in the early part of the evening, to be able to do things if you're concerned about the heat that'll be inside.
Go inside.
But there's a lot of bands and a lot of other activities that'll be taking place.
Tomorrow night, Symphony of the Southwest.
Yep.
In the Ikeda. Heritage Academy, I think, is doing some presentations inside the Piper Theater. They're also doing some things inside the Heritage School in their auditorium. And then Saturday night, it's the Salt River Brass, I believe. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
Inside the Ikeda.
Yeah.
Patriotic songs.
And those are multiple presentations.
Multiple,
6:15,
yeah.
7:15,
yeah,
and 8:15.
Yeah, that's right. There's many opportunities to see all of those events.
We have our veterans.
And everything, and Council Member Higgins said it correctly, this is all free. There's no charge at the gate, like other celebrations in the valley.
Okay.
We would invite everyone to come down. We're going to be blocking off
Main Street
for everybody to come down and participate.
And we are incredibly grateful. The reason why it's at no cost is businesses and
organizations. I'm looking here. Last count, it was over 40 businesses and organizations, such as Southwest Ambulance, Chicago Cubs. Thank you, Mike. Cool FM, who's presenting the Cool Zones that are going to be giant areas where they have those misting fans like you see on the sidelines of football games, and just, you know, all sorts of other organizations and businesses, and the Sertoma Club, who has been so so good at presenting for literally decades the fireworks show in Mesa, is also a major organizer and is involved in this activity. So, you know, thank you to all the businesses and organizations. This is a great activity, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to be missing out if you're not here tomorrow night and Saturday night. How's that?
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. And just to remind the council, one more council meeting this month, that it will be next Thursday in the evening.
So. We remember because we went over the agenda twice.
Twice.
Okay. Well, at least page two. I'm sorry. All right. Anything else? Mike Lufano from the Chicago Cubs, welcome. Mike's down here. We're talking about interesting in the Cubs and Mesa and their future here. So thank you for being here. We appreciate it. And
we have an executive session.
Yeah. We have an executive session. So I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Higgins to enter an executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We're now entering an executive session, and we'll see you upstairs for regular council meeting in about 20 minutes. Thank you.